Welcome, everyone, patrons, gentlemen, women, people who don't want to be called neither. Welcome to Consequences of Our Culture podcast, where we discuss various topics and opinions through the through the lens of some seasoned African Americans. Yo, and we film a lot of these like back to back, so you'll see me wearing the same shirt.
Yeah.
I know. I'm not dirty though. Right. Like, I got other shirts. I got a closet full of clothes. I'm not in need.
Well, you kind of in need a little bit.
In need of what?
I don't know.
Oh, you're joking. All right, so, that escalated quickly. All right, so today's topic is sensitivity. Now, sensitivity in the form of what we're speaking of is when something said and it offends, you know, another person or a group of people. And lately, a lot of people feel like the world has gotten a lot more sensitive. And honestly, I feel that way too. Especially coming from, you know, I was raised in the 90s and the 2000s. But like, you know, in the 90s, a lot of things was pretty much free game, you know? Like, I've had people, you know, grown women that, you know, I didn't even know come up and, you know, they'll come up and correct you. They'll let you know. They'll let you know you are out of line and out of place. But nowadays, like, that's kind of be, like, looked at, frowned upon. But, you know, I am from a small village called Montgomery, Alabama. But, you know, I feel like you had a lot to talk about. I don't want to take this from you, so go ahead.
No, you're fine. I just was going to agree. Like, I feel like in this country, there is no, like, gray area or middle ground. We always have to choose either left or right, you know, up, down. There's nowhere in between there, you know, so, like, when we jump on something, we go all the way. Like, we take it too far, everything we do. So when in the beginning, it was like, okay, yeah, you shouldn't say certain things like, you know, like in the workplace, you know, maybe not your female coworker. It's not okay to say, yo, your ass look good in them pants today, you know, like you,
damn,
you know, stuff like that, you know, maybe not say that, but hey,
drop that shit.
But it also,
damn,
yeah, we just get right
people
into
doing
it.
That?
I mean, that's what I hear. I'm just, this is an example, you know, that like, you know, if they say, hey, Bivens, you know, you filling out that uniform today, you know, stuff like that.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Like you, that was your unit?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
But, or, you know, you can't say, like, it's like, you know, you can't say stuff like that, right? And that's the kind of things that we were talking about when we said, when, you know, the Me Too movement came around and, you know, we're like, look, you need to watch how you talk to women, watch how you talk to each other in the workplace and just in general, right? And it just became this way bigger thing where now people feel like, you know, any little thing, if you compliment someone and say like, hey, you look really nice in that shirt. I really like that shirt on you.
All right.
That could be misconstrued now. And at least so I've heard. I've never seen that happen. But, you know, it's like you could, something that, you know, could be as small as that now is like the equivalent of, you know, that's harassment. And I feel like we just, anytime we jump on something, it's just, it goes too far. We can never just like, it's like you got to get rid of, we get rid of all the bad stuff, but then we get, then, you know, at the same time, it's like we throw the baby out with the bathwater, basically. And it's just, it's really annoying, honestly. Like, it feels like you can't speak. You don't know what to say.
Yeah.
Like, you're trying to say everything correctly and just, you know.
Definitely. Coming from our culture, being African Americans from the South, you know, it was pretty loose and wild. Like, you were,
right,
you know, really honest with everyone. Like, nowadays it is harder. Like, sometimes I don't know how to refer to people. Like, I'm used to saying, being from the South, I'm used to saying, yes, ma'am, yes, sir. Yeah. But, you know, nowadays, like, you know, where I live now in Colorado is very, like, progressive. So, nowadays that might not be taken the same. You know, a lot of people, and I feel like this is a little unfair to get upset off the bat. That, you know, you guess my gender. You know, I apologize for guessing your gender, but at the same time, it was the social norm for the past, you know, however many years. And, you know, that was the way I was raised. Like, you know, moving forward, you know, of course, I'll, like, you know, make efforts to, like, call you whatever you want to be. But, you know, but if I'm being honest, some of these, like, what people want to be called is getting out of hand. Like, anything outside of, like, he, she, or they, like, anything outside of that, it's, like, pretty confusing to me. Like, some people want to be, like, some people, I don't know, it feels like some people are coming up with, like, phrases and words for them to be called.
It's
pretty confusing.
I've heard of those.
For me, you know, I'm just, let's be real, I'm a simple Black man from Alabama. This is about as plain and basic as I could be. Like, that's a lot for me to remember. Like, the girl, like I told you, the girl I met in Walmart the other day, she wanted to be, like, called we. And, you know, with all these gender things, you know, I thought that was normal. No.
I've never heard that.
She was fucking crazy.
Like, literally said
and I didn't, like, she was, like, literally mentally, like, insane, and she really thought she was multiple people, but
oh man, yeah,
that
yeah, it's like yeah, it's like all the changes. That's funny. I just caught that,
three people, she had like three different names, but anyway,
you're like, oh, okay, yeah, we that makes
yeah,
sense.
We yeah, sure, but that's a new thing, right? So, but I understand how like people they feel a certain way, or like they, you know. They want to be, and that's totally fine. If you be your truth, you know, you be whoever you want to be. But just, you know, forgive me if I come off as if I seem like I don't care. Because I do care. I'm just confused and simple and basic and from Alabama.
Yeah.
I apologize.
And I feel like, sorry, you going
to? That was done.
Well, I was going to say, and I feel like that's where it, what we need to come back is like just grace and patience, because I mean, I don't mind, like you said, I don't mind using people's pronouns, whatever it is they want to be called. I really don't care. To me, it does not affect my life at all. It does not change anything for me if what I'm looking at that I perceive as male, but you want to be referred to as female, as she, her, if those are your pronouns. And but I don't care. Right. I really don't.
Exactly.
I don't. I think a lot of folks are getting hung up on the wrong stuff. Like, if folks need new bathrooms, we give them new bathrooms. If they want to use new pronouns, give them new pronouns. I don't really care about that aspect. But I think, like you said, as far as, like, having that, just that patience with people and compassion, and just, like, realizing that not everybody has been exposed to the same things.
Right.
Not everybody knows everything that's going on, especially with the LGBTQ community. I'm not saying that we deserve that necessarily we deserve to have patience. I get it. They've been through a lot. They've had to literally fight for their lives. And so at this point, they're probably like, we're tired of waiting on y'all to get it. But at the same time, I feel like you have to look at the intent behind it. And right. That person was not intentionally trying to hurt you by using
that's
the wrong
the most
pronouns,
important
you know?
Thing. Yeah.
It's just, you know, I've had friends or they just correct me in like the simplest, you know, nicest way, like where it's just, you know, we're just talking and I was like, yeah, you know, she said such and such, and they, my friend would just quickly, without with a straight face, they. I was like, oh, yeah, yeah. They said blah, 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 and we just kept it moving, you know? Because they understood that I was trying to, you know, get like to an understanding, and that was something that was new for me, and that it wasn't going to happen overnight. You know, that I was going to stumble, was going to mess up, and I think we just don't have that on either side, that patience with each other and compassion, and yeah, it's just. I don't understand that. I feel like it just makes things more complicated. Like,
definitely.
Life if is hard enough.
If there's a
big, we don't like if yeah. I can make it life easier, a little easier for you by using your pronouns, cool. If you can make life a little bit easier for me for being patient while I learn your new pronouns, let's just I don't know.
Yeah, with every like drastic change, there needs to be patience. You gotta give it time for the process. It's, you know, it's new for a lot of people, you know? And, you know, slower people like, you know, me and all the people who talk with a, you know, deep Southern accents, it might take a little while longer. But, you know, a lot of us are trying and, you know, we definitely support you. So there's, like, phrases now that are getting, like, you know, they were social norms. I wouldn't say norms, but they were kind of social norms back in the day.
It's just and like now slang it's, terms.
Yeah, that, slang you know, terms. Everybody said. And now they're like, you know, they're cutting it out. Like, you know, saying spaz or, you know, and stuff like that. And for me, so when people... I got it, actually. Like, I get it. Like, so spaz and a seizure, I had never connected it that way, you know?
I was like,
oh, wow. Like, people have been saying that a lot. Yeah. Like, for a long time. Like, since the, like, 2000s when people were, like, you know, crunk dance and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, one that was getting cut out while we were growing up was, you know, when people would say, I don't know if I feel comfortable saying retard.
Yes, yeah, they were that like, that was the one.
Man, like, I'm telling you, old people used to just throw that out. Like,
yeah.
Like, they'd be like, hey, you know, the
my mom would say
acting
it,
boy, and I'd be like, whoa.
Man, I'd be like, you can't say that.
You know, like, you say handicap.
Right.
Or something like that. Yeah, that's what they were.
But it was usually used in like a negative way, too.
Right, they did.
You know? So
yeah, that.
It's like, I just feel like I rarely, now that I think about it, rarely heard it said as like a like actual way to describe someone who had some type of handicap. It was like a negative way to just, you know, that you called somebody that you felt like was being dumb or whatever.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think that was the first one that before.
Dumb, another
before
one
we got
though?
To,
like, doesn't dumb mean?
No, I think we can still say dumb.
Okay, cool.
Yeah,
doesn't, what does dumb mean though?
But dumb, I think, does actually mean like, you can't speak or something.
Okay, yeah, because they'd be like, you dumb, stupid. Yeah,
yes.
Remember that?
Yep. Yeah,
you dumb, dumb, stupid.
Yep.
Yeah, so.
So, okay. I mean, yeah, this just, it's a lot. It is a lot.
It's a lot,
and,
man. It's like, we have been, honestly, like, it's the way we were raised was very, in an insensitive way. Like, we were raised in a good generation. Like, we're some tough-ass people. Because, like, so we were raised, like, on the cusp of the technology movement.
Yes.
But also in, like, the, you know, go drink this hose water, you know, out
stay
the
out,
backyard.
You know, all day.
Like, stay out. So we had, like, we got to experience, like, both of those things. But, like, socially, like, you just let it fly. Like, you just, like, hey, you know, people would say... They still do, like, my bitches. Like, they just, like, you know, went, like, a lot of the times people would say women were bitches and, you know, dudes were, okay, I'll say it. Niggers.
not with the hard ER on it.
Yeah, not with the hard ER.
Niggers, that's
yeah,
what it was.
Niggers.
But, we can say it. Nigga.
But, I didn't know if I was going to do that on this podcast, honestly. But, you know, I didn't know if you want your people watching. But anyway,
hopefully they won't watch it, okay?
But anyway,
Sorry,
like, the way we were just letting it fly. Like, you would call people the R word, and, like, you would call people, like, all types of things, but it was like, it didn't offend anyone. And, well, it probably did.
Well, it did, but people just took it. And it was
It was like,
Okay, that's just, you know, something. Yeah. Like little people, you know, like you can't say.
Right.
I don't even want to say it. I can't even say it.
Damn, you would say nigga, but you won't say the M word.
No.
That's fucked. Well, it's whatever.
Okay, I'm going to say it real quick. Midget.
Yeah.
That one.
Yeah, but now that,
can't say that. Like,
little people.
Yes, it's little people. And that's another one. That one and retard are like the two that I feel like were the first that I was introduced with, where it was like, so where we were deciding collectively, you cannot say this anymore.
Yo, the F word. When like,
yes.
Yo, when they weren't,
I'm not saying that. Ooh,
when they
that?
Weren't like really accepted, like, you know, back in the 90s, they say something wrong with that boy. You
right.
know, something
yep.
like that. You know, that boy a little sweet.
Right.
You know,
yes. stuff like,
got a little sugar in his thing.
Right.
Yeah. They do all that. But
I mean,
you know
yeah,
that boy.
One.
You know that boy. You know that boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but I mean, yeah, the F word, that one, I'm glad that one went. That was one of the first ones,
yeah,
too.
Yo.
Right up in there where it was like, before it became this, like, big thing, we were like, you know what, while we're at it, let's just bring out the list of all the things, you know? And, but I think it's getting to the point now that it's like, it's just too much. It's like, when are we going to be where y'all are just going to have to understand that people are going to say things that you don't like? Like, it's just, you know, it's like we can't seem to just have, you know, I don't know. Like, it's like we can't have one extreme without the other, apparently.
Yeah.
And yeah, I don't really know where we go from here with that. Like, it just, I feel like now it's just affected the culture, no pun intended, but it hasn't really affected the culture. And
you said it hasn't really?
It's affected the culture in such, I feel like in a negative way, that we are now like, you know, we're raising the next generation to be offended by every little thing and feel entitled to having their voice heard. And it's more than that. It's like, you just feel like, you know what, like, I decided today that I don't like the color purple, and nobody can wear color purple ever again because it offends me. I hate that color.
And you want everyone else,
like,
to conform to you. When it's,
And it's like, you know, some of it was good because back in the day, you know, the fact that we had, you know, like Britney Spears on the front of Rolling Stone when she was, what, 14 or something, like, half naked on a magazine when she's underage. I know that much. She was 18 yet.
That's crazy.
Is just a little crazy. You know, the fact that we have where it was just a thing that men would marry really young girls, or, you know, and they would groom them.
Yo,
you know,
that is
and the women, and there's women that do it too in Hollywood, especially. It's not talked about as much, but there's a lot of older women that have dated and married, like, young boys as well. So, you know, it's just, so I'm happy that we are moving in a direction where we are calling these things out and saying, look, it is not okay. You know, like the thing with Cosby, just because everybody was putting stuff in people's drinks back in that day.
Right.
In the day doesn't mean that it was right.
That was right. Yeah.
You know,
we can't just like sit up here and say, oh, it's cool to, like, you know,
right, like,
slip into a Mickey.
That's just
not fucking cool.
Did.
Yeah, but, what the fuck?
Yeah, but it's like, no. Like, to me, we all know we know the difference between wrong and right. And there are some things that are just common sense. You don't put something that's in somebody's drink without them knowing.
Right.
That's just like
fucking
basic, you know, common,
like,
sense, you know. But
snake-ish,
at the same
slithering.
But then there's, you know, it's like we have that, and then we have the other extreme of you can't say certain things, or,
right,
you know, or you have to make sure you know, whatever. It's just, it's becoming too much and makes people feel like they cannot.
Yeah, you know, you
do anything, and we don't have, like, it takes away also, like, the, what is it? Like, people, I feel like they don't forgive. Like, it's like when people mess up now, it's like there's no like retribution, you know? it's, I'm not saying mess up like R. Kelly, like that. Sorry, he can't. For me, you ain't coming back. I help you get your help that you need and all of that. But nah, bro, you need to stay over there, you know? Yeah, but like, but you know, when people mess up, like I think we need to like normalize that people are going to mess. They're going to say things that are inappropriate, right, or, you know, or whatever. And we don't hold them, you know, to that.
Yeah,
standard
because
that
they, it's getting complicated.
Yeah,
like
it's
you
hard.
Almost
it's
need
hard.
A handbook
yes.
to be in like the 2020s, you know,
and a handbook
it was
would
like,
be thick as hell.
Like, let's say a person like got in a time machine from the 90s mm-hmm. and jumped to the 2020s. Right.
Yeah.
Dude, he'd be in a world of trouble. Like, he'd be lost and confused, the poor thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you have to give him, like, here's a, like, this is a phone, and it's like, you can't say these words, and it's like, those are all the words to say. Like,
right,
they'd be,
yeah.
like, confused
yeah.
and stuff, but no, most definitely, and, yeah, but there are, like, what you said, some things like Bill Cosby, unacceptable. You can't, like,
yeah,
you can't. You know, after that, you can't really look at a person and, like, respect them after that.
No.
And then, like, marrying people young. And I was like, you know, R. Kelly married Aaliyah young, like, when she was underage.
Right.
And I always thought that was weird, but it's, like, just
and,
now,
it's
catching
said,
steam.
Yeah,
it's you know, it's kind of like,
anything.
Oh,
like,
that's nasty. Oh, he's got, you know, the troop of girls or whatever. But it's like, that shit's nasty.
Right.
It's
and
like,
I mean,
what the
see,
fuck is wrong with people?
On that, what is that one album she had, this, The Age Ain't Nothing But a Number? Or maybe it's just, maybe that was a song. Sorry,
right.
y'all. But take my R&B card away from me. But there's an album where he's like lurking in the background. It was the album that has that Age Ain't Nothing But a Number.
It's got him
on
in
it.
The background?
He's like literally in the background on the album. Like
a
just
creep.
He's blurred out, just like creeping Ooh. On the side.
Art imitates life.
I'm
man.
Truly.
Creepy
truly.
Ass motherfucker.
So I mean
man.
It's just so I am happy that and I will say, honestly, if I had to choose which two worlds to live in, I think I would still rather live in this world. I'd rather navigate
versus.
Trying not to say spaz and anything.
Oh,
you know,
versus
whatever
like
else.
The 90s
versus
or something?
The old. I mean, I love the 90s, but I'm saying versus
yeah,
the old, 90s. Like, way of, like, where it was just okay for people to, you know, say certain things or, you know, have certain actions. I'll take this all day. I think if we had to, you know, picking my poison, I'd rather pick this one. For sure.
Okay.
But we just need to collectively come together and decide.
Come together. You know,
what is, you know, not right and what is, and just like.
Yeah, we spend way too much time.
Not, just, I don't know.
Fighting each other.
Yes.
You know, over like bullshit, you know?
Yeah.
When like, you know, there's bigger issues at hand. You know, like, who cares if like. Blase, blase, accidentally, like, mispronounce your pronoun, you know?
Right.
It's like, you know, black people are still getting the shit beat out of them.
Exactly.
You know, like, let's
yeah.
look at the bigger
right.
picture.
Like, yep, I agree. And I think what needs to really be talked about instead of bathrooms and pronouns, while those are important, that's my dog, Kane. but I think what we really should be talking about is the fact that trans people are dying at a really high rate. Like, just they get
really?
Killed for just living, for existing.
Oh, wow.
Like, yeah, that's why yeah. they have the Trans Lives Matter movement. So, I mean, I feel like that doesn't get talked about enough in the mainstream. And that's what that's the focus, and especially the black trans folks, of course.
Yeah.
You know, they be going through it. So it's like,
yeah.
I'm definitely respecting pronouns, but let's also refocus here, and that's where we need to, you know,
yep.
bring our focus back to.
And with that, we will take a short break, not a commercial break, because we don't have commercials or sponsors at the moment, but a personal break for me and Stephanie.
Yeah.
All right.
We'll
be right back. Welcome back. You know, hey. And we're here talking about sensitivity. It's evolved into a few things, but at the end of the day, me, as a Christian man, I don't know what, you know, you believe in, but, you know, I'm here to love.
Right.
I love everyone, you know? No ill will towards anyone. I don't have no ops. You know, there's no one lurking in the shadows for me. Like, you know, I could go places and I feel completely safe and comfortable. And, you know, even if, you know, a person smokes their face at me, you know, doesn't affect me. I love myself. I still love them. I don't love them. They're okay. You know, that's kind of like, they good. But you had something you wanted to
Similar. Basically the same, that like, that while we may not as Christians understand what trans people go through, what the LGBTQ community goes through, the only thing that we have been called to do as Christians is to love others the same way that Christ loves them.
Amen.
And there's, and so there should be no speaking of like, we're not getting into the world's issues. Like that's, I don't care. I have friends that are, of course, I don't want to say, I have plenty of friends that are gay. So I'm, you know, but.
I'm all about that shit.
Right. You know,
shit, my cousin gay. Well, you see Johnny over there. Gay as fuck.
For real. Like, you know, I have friends that, like, they were the ones that taught me a lot. Because I, like you said, coming from Alabama, like, being raised here, I've never been exposed to a lot of, like, LGBTQ people. So it's like, they taught me a lot, and I realized that I still don't understand everything.
No.
But that's not my place to understand.
Mm-hmm.
I'm here to love.
Amen.
That's it.
Preach it.
So, just wanted to put that out there.
Just wanted to throw that out there, you know? Like, I'm the same way. Like, it's a lot of things I just don't get.
Mm.
But, you know, it's none of my business, you know?
And also, I wanted to say, too, that, like, while we're saying that, like, you know, being understanding when somebody is not getting your pronouns right, but when you, when someone is, like, intentionally not wanting to use someone's pronouns and,
yeah, when someone's,
you know,
being
just
malicious.
Like, yeah, just, yeah. Like, straight up, like, well, no, what I see on the outside is one thing, so that's what I'm going to call you. And and that also really perpetuates that violence that they have to go through. When you don't take it seriously and you just, you know, and you don't, as something as simple as that, like it you don't realize that you're, like, you're actually perpetuating all of that. Like,
yeah, you're pushing
that,
forward.
That, yeah,
just
like, because
like,
they need that acceptance.
Right, just
even
like
if you don't
raising
agree,
a teenager.
You have to,
like, when you go
accept.
Against the grain, like, they rebel harder.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so no, I totally get that.
Yeah, so I mean, anyway, what was it with the, we were talking about with, like, the sensitivity, and there
right.
was something else I wanted to bring up.
I could point out that, like, people's sensitivity varies depending on who it is. Like, if it's someone that, you know, we like or admire or something like that, and they do something wrong, we tend to stand by their side instead of,
mm-hmm.
like, you know, actually defending the cause. Like when Will slapped Chris Rock, that shit was completely out of line because, you know, I get, like, you're defending, like, black women, but you, like, screaming, keep my wife's name out your motherfucking mouth, like, that's enough. Like, that's, you know, you're defending her in that moment. You don't have to take a verbal altercation and turn it into a physical one. Because the moment you turn into a physical altercation, you committed a crime.
Yeah,
you know?
Messed up.
And, like, you know, he didn't press charges, but, like, you know, Chris Rock, you know, has been on the lighter side of things. I'm pretty sure he's had a fairly decent, like, life as far as financially and social status is for the past, like, 30 years. Like, you know, he's probably not in that mode to, like, you know, rumble in the jungle.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, if you got a, you know, fresh guy, like, fresh out the street or something, Like, he don't give a fuck if, you know, you're stronger than him or what. He gonna beat your ass. He gonna try to beat your ass. He gonna do something. Like, he don't give a fuck about this award show. He don't give a fuck about anything. Like, a lot of people are so detached from, like, society and stuff like that. Like, it doesn't... They forget how people really are. But, like, if this was a small country club, like a small country club award show full of black people. The country club's not the word to use. So, small family reunion. And fucking Joe got mad and went up to Thomas and slapped the shit out of him. Ain't no fucking way Thomas is going to stand up on that stage and let Joe walk the fuck off. Thomas and Joe fighting and they getting kicked out. They out the reunion. They embarrass grandma. Fuck all that shit. Go the fuck home. We don't want to see you till the next reunion. That type of shit. Then ain't no accepting award show later. Like, that was like completely out of place. But a lot of people supported Will. And it's like, oh, blase, blase, he defending his wife. Yes. You have to defend your place. You have to defend your wife. But verbally, that was enough, you know? Something like that. But to physically go up and slap another man, like, we don't... Yo,
he didn't even punch him.
Like, it was Chris Rock. Like, but like,
at least punched him.
What if it was someone bigger? Like, what if it was The Rock? Him. You know, The Rock. Or, like, fucking, like, you know, someone big. He would have handled Willie Will. You know? They would have spun him around like the intro and sent them back to Bel Air. It'd been terrible. You know?
But, I mean, I will say, some folks are just... It ain't even, it's not to me that big a deal.
Right.
In the sense of, like, there's some folks who feel like, I can't remember what celebrity said it or who, whatever, but they said that they were traumatized from this event, from him slapping him. And I feel like, I'm like, okay, there we go, back to the sensitivity.
Right.
I'm like, y'all doing too much now.
Oh,
it
yeah.
was just clearly a man who snapped. He is under some type of pressure, and I don't care what anybody says. Being a celebrity, those of us who are not celebrities do not know what it feels like
right.
to constantly have people who have some type of opinion about you everywhere you go.
Right.
Everything you do is scrutinized.
Your business
and
is out there.
Your whole business is out there all the time. And you have to take the jokes. You have to take the comments all the time. And because you're a celebrity, you're supposed to just not have emotions.
You're supposed to just smile.
And just smile and wave, you know? And that's, and I just feel like that is not, like, feasible. That's not something that... It's at some point, any sane person is going to snap. Anybody in that situation will eventually hear it enough, and you hear it enough, and you take it, and you take it day after day. There will be a moment that you snap. There just, I mean, it happens. And so to me, that's all I saw was like, dang, like, I'm not saying it was right. He should definitely have not have, you know, slapped him and everything. But I don't think he deserved it by any means. Because I think the joke wasn't even that big. The joke wasn't even that bad. It was like, it wasn't that funny. And it wasn't even, it just wasn't
like,
that bad.
Yeah, a lot of people haven't even seen G.I. Jane.
I mean, yeah, to me, I thought it was like, hey.
Yeah, a lot of people didn't even get it.
I mean,
you know?
So, I mean, to me, it wasn't that big a deal. And then for, who was it? What's her name? Zoe Kravitz was one of the celebrities that was like saying, she kept mentioning it. She would say, like, she posted a photo and she'd say, she said, here's a photo of me at the Oscars where we're apparently punching people now. But also, ma'am, you're the one who was trying to talk to a young Jaden Smith, like, talking, like, about
how she talked about
how, like, cute he was or something, but not in a nice, like, you know, how older woman would talk about a little boy, like, you know, and say, oh, how cute is that little boy? It wasn't nothing like that. It was, she wanted to get with Jaden. And she talked about
that's
it.
That's part of the animosity towards the family.
Definitely, like, predator, like, you know, stuff. So, I mean, so I'm like, girl, bye. Like, this little, this slap is not going to be the thing that just sends somebody over the edge and everybody, like, it was, to me, just not that big a deal. It was something that shouldn't have happened, but to me, it was a clearly, I saw a man that had just
traumatized.
That was it. Like, he just
so much trauma.
He had a moment. I mean, his speech alone, after, you know, after when he got up there and spoke, you could tell he was not stable. Something was, you know, was off. And
this man was like going through so much built up traumas and emotions.
His wife out there on that red table constantly talking about him.
He would have still got his ass whooped.
I would not have.
He's like, I'm sorry you're going through this, but I'm about to beat your ass.
If it became a whole brawl, I would understand. I would have completely understood if Chris retaliated. I'm glad he didn't. I think it was in his best interest not to.
Yeah, I don't think he was
scared. With all the white folks there.
But, yeah, I would have said, fuck all that shit. But I don't think he was, like, scared. I think he just
didn't. No, I think he was confused.
Yeah, I think it was more confused than anything. Yeah, he looked confused. Like, he rung the bell. It's like he was.
Right, he was just like.
But back to, like, I forgot I got off topic, but, like, so sensitivity, like, so
that
it was like we see he's likable, but, you know, blase, like a lot of it's like drill music. Like, you got, you know, people killing people, right? And, like, you know, people who supposedly have killed other people, they're the popular artists, right? And when they get, you know, murdered or killed, it's kind of like, you know, rest in peace, blase. What about all the people they kill? I mean, it's kind of like, I'm not, you know, RIP to everyone, you know, who's died, but it was kind of like, I mean, I'm not going around killing people, but, like, if I kill someone's brother and, like, they came after me and killed me, it's like, can I really, like, can my people really be, like, feel bad for me? It's kind of like, yeah, you nigga, you kind of brought it on your own self, but but RIP to everyone, though. It's really a messed up situation. It's honestly a part of the social construct of that area. You know, a lot of these, you know, lower income areas, you know, and they're, you know, it's not good for anyone, honestly. RIP to everyone involved. But, you got anything else on sensitivity?
Nah.
All right, we will stop beating this dead horse. And we will see you guys next week. Follow us on Instagram, on YouTube, Facebook. All streaming platforms. You know, we got Spotify, Google Podcasts, wherever you listen to your podcast.
Yeah.
But please, you know, Watch the YouTube too and subscribe, because I hear that's where the real money is. And thank you guys, and we'll see you guys next week.